temperatures are dropping to dangerous levels across the U.S. and Canada, low enough to threaten lives. Millions are under severe weather alerts because of a bomb cyclone sweeping North America. President Biden spoke from the White House about the danger of stepping outside in sub-zero weather.
This is really a very serious weather alert here. And it goes from Oklahoma all the way to Wyoming and Wyoming to Maine. And it's a real consequence. So I encourage everyone, please heed the local warnings.
He went on to say, this is not like a snow day when you were a kid. Meteorologist Mark Elliott joins us with the latest. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Celeste.
So this storm is big. It spreads across much of the nation, Maine to Wyoming to Oklahoma, actually even further than that now. How many people will be impacted by this?
Yeah, I mean, gosh, it all depends on how you measure, right? With hard freeze warnings down through the Gulf Coast states and wind chill alerts all the way through South Florida. I mean, basically everyone east of the Rockies is affected in some way.
And how do we expect the power grids will hold up?
Yeah, they've been having some trouble this morning. Over a million customers already without power, especially in North Carolina, Virginia, Tennessee, and New York. Those are the kind of the top four states for outages. And remember, a customer does not translate to a person, right? A customer could be a house or four people or more, or a building that has hundreds of people. So a lot of power outages with very cold air, and that's a bad recipe.
And what about our transportation and infrastructure? There have been some flight cancellations and road closures. How extensive might this impact travel?
Yeah, about 4,000 cancellations for U.S. flights, right, into or out of or within the U.S., and another 4,000 or so just under that for delays. And I think a lot of people were just changing plans beforehand, seeing this coming, because it was a well-forecast storm. That said, there will be ripple effects for the next couple of days as the airlines try to catch up from that.
At not the best time of year for all of that.
No, not that there's ever a good time, but leading into a big holiday is not a good recipe either.
Yeah, this storm is going to be felt quite differently depending on where you are. Among our staff here during the meeting this morning, we compared temperatures and weather. Some had snow, some rain, others just high winds, and the temperatures were everywhere. But this is all part of the same storm. Who's getting hit the hardest right now?
Yeah, it is a sprawling storm system. And so right now, the Northeast Corridor is actually getting hit on the rainy side with flood warnings for the eastern side of Maryland and Delaware, New Jersey, as well as up through Vermont and New Hampshire. Plus, there's been coastal flooding because of the winds coming towards the storm and pushing the water on land. I'm worried about the flash freeze that'll take place as the Arctic front crosses through New England later today. We've seen some reports previously in this storm of losing 30 degrees in 5 minutes. And there's just no way for the water that's on the ground to evaporate before the cold air comes in. And so that will freeze over some of the roadways as well.
Yeah, we have about a minute left. But what that means, especially for these places that are getting flooding, is that all that water will become ice.
Yes. That is the flash freeze. And it happens very quickly. Plus, there's really no way for the road crews to treat the roads the same way because it's raining so steadily right now. They can brine beforehand, and some of that does stick to the pavement and hold on through the rain, but it's not the same as if it were dry before the storm came in. And so that's an added wrinkle for the storm as well.
Meteorologist Mark Elliott, thank you so much.
Thank you.